Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
This is the shittest clip to play in audio.
It's purely visual.
The Italian Prime Minister walking out and dry humping a parking inspector.
You'll love to see it. I think it's a cop.
It's a cop?
Yeah. I think there's like 14, isn't there like 1,000 different types of police in Italy?
I don't know. Well, we've got an Italian expert in the other end
here.
Yeah, here
we are.
Yeah,
buongiorno.
Ciao, yes, you. Yeah, no, Berlusconi, one of the true real ones, that bloke.
Hero yours.
True king of the mug off, mate. God, it's good.
Welcome. Speaking of which, welcome back to the mug off. This is another red hot episode, a quarantine episode. We're going down the line with one of our favorite boys, Tim Hewitt.
Yes. G'day, boys. Thanks so much for having me.
Man, pleasure to have you on the hot desk.
Yeah, mate. Phone me in. Get me in there.
Now, are we talking to Tim Hewitt the man or Tim Hewitt the character? Because we need to know.
It's nah, Big Huey, man, idiot. Mate.
Yeah, it's pretty different stuff, dude. Keep up, you know. It's pretty subtle, my character work, but yeah, I like to give it pretty natural, you know.
Yeah, sorry about him, mate.
We were planning on doing like an inside the actor's studio bit. Would get you on the couch, ask you questions as the character.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
We're a lot more highbrow nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry's got his own character. He's called Lame Edna.
Oh yes, hello possum.
Fucking hell!
Fuck, that was a good one.
Even a broken clock's right twice a year. That's a rocket. That's a confirmed rocket right there.
Yeah,
I hate it. It's burning me up inside. But you got to give it to the cunt.
I love it.
You were notoriously absolutely furious about the Barry getting renamed, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, why would you take it off the world's greatest actor or actress?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's how good the character is. I lose myself in it.
The bloke done it all.
Now, do you have the wraparounds on the desk?
They're somewhere. They're pretty close, mate.
If you could just come, because I know you're a trained actor. You could
Huey,
come.
Yeah. Huey, I mean, yeah, I check the back of your neck, mate.
Well, I was wearing the Born to Fish today. So, yeah,
Born to Fish, forced to work.
I have that shirt. Yeah. I have that shirt.
Yeah, it's not bad, eh? It's a good one. Mine has like a Stratty thing on the back. Like Stratty, like, yeah, we made this. And I reckon every small town along the entire South Coast, like, yeah, this is actually our town's merch. So
cool. I should probably check. I'm not sure where mine's from. But
Huey, I've got to tell you, it brings me no more pleasure than having another Queenslander on this pod so we can stick it to these two southern grubs.
Absolutely. Two blokes, two chicks, good ratio, eh?
Fucking hell, yes, we're getting towed up here.
I know, just like the actual Blues, we can't fight back.
Yes.
Oh, we're two in a row so far, Huey.
We'll try next week's pod with Kurt Gidley. I don't know, maybe it'll work this time. Let's give old dog fucker Mitchell Pearce a run. Yeah, that'll slowly fit the halves.
You've got to stick with the combos, mate.
Yeah, how's the spine looking for the Queensland Rugby League this year?
Oh, mate. All I want is NRL Island, baby.
Fuck, that sounds
bring
sick.
Bring it on. Oh, my God. Imagine the audacity to think you're going to pull this off. Every leaguey.
Where is the abandoned island? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
I think it was in Queensland, somewhere like an old mining town.
Yeah, like every dribbler with a resort is like, get him in here, I'll walk after him.
Clive Palmer's like that kid in school, like trying to answer the question.
Hands right up.
Hand up, clicking, doing the click. I know it.
And they give it to like someone else. He's, oh, fuck.
I knew it.
That's not the answer.
Miss. Morton.
I feel like most motel runners are ex-rugby league players.
Yeah,
like,
they probably are.
I mean, at least in the best Western community, they definitely are.
Yeah. Yeah, I've also got my dog shit sporting goods store on the island as well. So.
Yeah, Peter Wynn scores.
If they need any Adidas Predators from the mid-2000s, still got a few couldn't sell, so...
God, I miss the strutties.
Oh, jeez, Tim, you're punishing that can on the other end of the line there.
Oh, sorry, mate. It's just, I'm just twitching, Saturday night.
Never apologise to this man.
A few boys. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a bit weird.
Can't all be saints like you, mate.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, welcome to the Muggle. Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't do the intro. We got there in the end. We got a special guest this week. All the way from Melbourne via the magic of Zoom, Tim Hewitt, long-time fan of the show.
Come, were you listening to the start of the episode? Fan. I did this.
Did he do this already?
I think he kind of did it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Fuck, I've taken one too many hits to the head, I think.
Speaking of NRL Islands, how's your CTE going, Jared?
Worse than I originally thought.
The pod's so nice, they intro'd it twice.
The guest's so nice, we intro'd him twice, actually.
Oh, fuck, I've got a good
one. Big honour. Big honour, boys. Big honour to finally get the call up.
Yeah, you've got your name's been ringing out a bit, Floorbags. What are you...
yeah, most referenced dribbler on this pod, I reckon.
Yeah, you got
a lot of like, yeah, I was having a late night with, do you guys know, Tim Hewitt? Yeah, friend of the show.
Yeah. We weren't lying.
I was doing one of Tim Hewitt's gigs. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, we're trying to promote your brand.
Anyway, that's all. What? Well, thanks, mate. I need it at the moment.
Yeah. How are the shows going?
Weirdly dried up. Yeah, really good. Numbers are down, but the
donation jumps still at the exact same level.
Have you hit your landlord up to be like, oi, let me off the hook, cunt?
No, I'm all right for now. See how we go.
Because you were saying you scrawled away quite a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm always screwing a little nut away. Notorious investor and planner, Tim Hewitt. Yeah.
I don't want to dive into your personal finances, but we're talking before the pod started, and you said it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, you had quite the portfolio.
Really good. Yeah, a few stocks, a few bonds.
Can't help but notice you're drinking a Crown Lager there, bro.
Fuck, you're so Melbourne now.
Yeah.
Either you've got heaps of nuts grilled away, or it's your daughter's wedding.
Yeah. My uncle had some leftover from his third wedding,
Where was that? At the Sheraton on the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
I can't stand all these fucking Queensland references, Jerry.
I'm irking. Yeah, put it in something we can understand.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. But, let's talk about losing.
Oh, yes. Hey, well,
I haven't even got to write a reply to this.
I know. We can't defend them.
Yeah, imagine having to use big, strong men to deal with your emotions on the weekend instead of just hugging your mates, Duggan.
Okay.
Like I said, I had no right to reply.
You had a crack, but
it fell a bit flat, didn't it, that one?
Yeah.
Broke up on my end, Jerry, but I'm sure it was real funny, man.
Mate, probably didn't make it through the line on that one.
Yeah.
Just rocketed past.
Zoom has a bomb detector and it's like, oof.
Edit that out.
No free plugs.
Oh, fuck. So, I don't know. I believe you've listened to the show a lot. You've heard your name come up repeatedly. Have you any gripes? You want any axes to grind with us before we get into
the nitty gritty?
With you boys. No. Wow, No. I'll get to them. I'm sure. Mate, I've been...
I feel like you're stalling.
Been mugged off my whole life, mate.
Well, me and you were at a pretty good one at that pub on the Gold Coast. That was nuts.
What happened? Oh yeah, that was. I think that's been discussed. Where the
that
absolute punter just
had a run for me, but you were on stage, so he went for you.
Yeah, he still thought it was So and then just tripped and just blood coming out of his...
I've never seen a head hit a table that hard in my life. Like, it was such a thud, and then just blood coming out of his ear. And Jeffrey Windle was trained... Oh, friend of the show, Jeffrey Windle, was trained to be a doctor. Said, this man has a concussion. And the pub just propped him up in the front row while Tim Hewitt headlined. They go, nah, he's all right.
I remember the bartender girl looked at me and I was like, oh, I get distracted at the best of times here. This is not good. And she just looks up and she goes, he's enjoying the show. It's like... That's the level of fucking dribbler that enjoys my comedy. Like, I've had a severe head concussion and now this is good.
Yeah. This guy's making some good points.
Needs so many hits to the head to get into it. And you're like, yeah, it's all right. It's kind of, it's working now.
Yeah.
Wrap around sunnies. I'm into it.
Yeah. Pop them on. No, I've been mugged off by a few, by a few friends of this show that have been on. Probably the worst was Dan Rath, who's been on.
Yep.
This is probably the worst gig I've ever done. He hit me up and goes, oh, some guys I know from my school, they're down in Melbourne for a bucks.
Oh.
And they hit me up to get a few comics to do a show for him. And I'm like, okay, sure. How much is it? $50 each. Yes, okay. So anyway, a few drop out, and then it's me, and I don't know if you know a guy called James Masters.
Yeah,
funny
Masters,
dude. Yeah. But anyway, always notoriously late for shit. Anyway, I get the address. I get there. I'm like, oh, not that I knew where it was going to be. I'm like, oh, okay, it's like a fucking apartment near Crown Casino, just in these, you know, a hotel room, essentially. I'm like, ah, good. And I stupidly said I was there to the guy organizing it before Masters got there. Masters like 20 minutes late. I should have just fucking waited, but I go in. The guy, he gets me in the lift. He goes, oh, mate, we're so excited. All right, a few things you need to know about the buck. Used to date this musician, said her name, who, Amy Shepherd or whatever, and then goes, that... And he loves anal. I'm like,
I think and I'm like, power of deduction, then she must love anal as well.
Oh, well, it gets better. It gets better because I know her and I did a musical with her and I asked her to my formal, but this cunt whose bucks buddy it was said no. Oh. He used to date it. And so I'm thinking that and I'm like, oh my God, this is already going to be the worst thing in my life. And then anyway, as we're in the lift, he goes, oh, by the way, we told the buck that the strippers were on the way and we've got him blindfolded and he's on the floor and we're like whipping him and getting revved up for the stripper to get here. So so we were thinking...
Wait, hold on. His mates were whipping him?
Yeah. So they've tied him up, blindfolded him and said that the strippers are coming, but really it's me and James Masters to do 20 minutes of comedy in a lounge room.
Oh, that'll ought to bar him up.
Yeah.
Huey, tell me this. How well does your comedy go when a bloke's got half a mongrel?
It goes longer, baby. I've never been so scared in my life, and they're all cops from Townsville, and they're like, yeah, so just...
cops?
Yeah, just... Yeah, they're all cops from Townsville.
Oh, no.
Of course fucking cops are in there whipping their own mate. Like, yeah, get his dick hard.
Yeah.
Make sure he dies.
And I'm... Oh, it was terrifying. And I'm standing there for 15 minutes in the dark. They're like, be quiet because we don't want to ruin the surprise. Waiting for Masters. And they're like whipping him. And then they go, okay, dance on him. And then reveal that it's you and then do the comedy. And
I'm like, sure. On him?
Like, you're really working for this $50.
Oh, it was fucking grim.
Fucking hell. What kind of dance were you doing on him?
The Macarena?
Oh, I mean, I let him, you know. You have
you're
to
Italian. It comes out in you, the music.
Yeah. It comes out naturally, yeah. Bit of a, you know, like a bossa nova on the hog or whatever.
When the moon hits your eye,
yeah? But yeah, it was fucking terrifying. And then they begrudgingly... And then Masters does a joke that's like, because what can you do? Like, I wasn't doing gear. I just picked one bloke that looked like the skinniest. And I was like, who's this bloke? Fuck, he doesn't look like a cop. They're like, ah, yeah, he's one of the, he's one of the blokes that we caught or whatever. I'm like, hey, is he a pedophile? And they're like, yes, yes. Just pick the weakest link and just try and get as much shit on him as you can.
If you sniff blood, you got to buy it. Anything to take the attention away from yourself.
You've just got to be the second weakest man in the room.
That's your tip for comedians?
Yeah. Yeah.
Always be the second weakest man in the room.
Yeah. And the Broncos and the Cowboys were on the TV behind us. And I said, leave it on, leave it on.
Fucking hell.
Doing a gig to a bunch of cops at a Bucks party, just, you'd have to drop all your Rip Curl polo shirt gear.
I reckon put it all in. Like, there's never a better time for them to get it.
Oh, yeah. If it's like, how good's a Rip Curl polo shirt?
That's true. Yeah.
Yes!
I didn't have any of my undercover cop gear at the time.
Yeah. Didn't have the three-quarter cargo pants.
Yeah.
You know
the Reeboks.
Bringing back that old bit I've got about... You know when you're harassing cunts on the train to squash out their bullying you experienced in high school? And they're all like, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
This will make Dad proud of me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Probably only get married so they can do the DVing, right?
Is that paid? Did you get paid in cash?
Yeah, mate. One clean, crisp 50. And me and Marcus just both walked straight over to Crown, shell shocked, put in a roulette table, and immediately lost it.
So they really did take everything from you.
Yeah. In so many ways. Anyways, cheers, Rathy. And you know, Rathy just like, how was the gig, man? How do you think, cunt? It was awesome.
I can't believe Rathy knows cops.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think they went to his school, and I was like, he makes him. He's like, I know.
I do a bit of snitching for him here and there.
Yeah.
It's
just nibbling on a piece of cheese.
Oh, fuck, dude.
How you dealing with the ISO, Timmy?
Good, man. Really?
Yeah?
I revel in it, you know? Well, it's like, it's so brutal. Everyone, like, doing that lame, like, I've been practicing my whole life.
Yeah.
Self-isolating. It's like, well, cunt, I have 4 benders a week, okay? So,
I've got mates, cunt. I miss them.
Yeah, I'm out, man. I'm out and about.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the streets.
I'm willing and dealing. Yeah.
So congratulations, but this is really hurting me.
I come home to change because I spilled goon on my clothes. I don't live here all the time. I just go home to change.
Fuck, I miss my pub so much. I fucking miss
Give him a shout out.
Shout out to the Oxford Tavern. I fucking miss you, cunts. Open up those doors already, cunt. Let me in.
I walked past there the other day and I just waved to a guy who was working there. And I was like, I've never seen that man before. Like, he doesn't know. He's just like, he's just looking at some cunt walking around Petersham just waving.
I think they understand how important they are to the community here.
Because they're still doing takeaway food from there. So he was just in there cooking. He was wearing an apron.
That is the grimmest hanging on, eh? It's like, you can come in here, get one of our dog shit palmers.
Take it home.
Yeah. You know how average they are in the pub. Imagine
you
take away the only good thing.
Imagine eating it and staring at the fucking wall. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Not too bad at all.
Good times.
Yeah. Great stuff. But all you boys are still working, right?
Yeah.
Cameron's on the fucking front line, Coles. Trying to fucking...
Yeah, he's in the trenches.
Throw salami.
You're the one truly getting
in the trenches, cunt. I'm digging them.
You're not digging them. We're digging them.
Oh, yeah. You boys are drinking.
We are literally digging trenches, cunt. I know I am.
We call ourselves the new Anzacs.
Yeah. I was saying, at least the Anzacs, man, you know. They got to be with the boys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're all in there in the trenches together.
You know what I can't wait for? You know what I can't wait for? Our grandkids marching.
With your Coles name tag on.
got those 5-year service badges.
Yeah, my old grandpappy Duggan. Yeah, 2020.
Did a couple They're of in tours. The parade. We're in the parade wearing Cameron's Duggan.
Don't you think, like,
I can't wait till all this is over and I'm just fucking, you know, first responder.
The first night we
just
come out of this.
Just 69 and everyone.
The first night we come out of this, I'm dressing up as like a sailor and I'm going to kiss the cutest broad on the streets.
yeah. Duggan's covered in butcher's meat. Walking around.
Come here, yeah,
walking around
name.
The ticker tape parade.
I've been working on that Lady Gaga dress she wore.
Oh, Danny DeMato over here.
Love Danny DeMato. Oh, it's beautiful.
God damn, I miss the fucking pub.
Yeah, it's real. What I wouldn't give to do some pub trivia at the moment.
Mm.
There's cunts doing it online.
Yeah, but yeah, fucking suck me off.
Are you getting fucked up on your own down there, Tim? I've resisted it so far.
Not really. Pete? Not really, mate. I actually ate the bat as a way to be like, be good, have a, you know, few quiet months off the beers, but
wait,
I have
sorry,
no self-control,
you,
so...
You ate the bag? What didn't
the bat.
Oh, the bat. Oh, okay.
I started Corona just so everyone would have to be inside for 3 months. So
you've no temptations.
Yeah. Because if other boys are out, I'm out. But, you know, everyone's at home.
That Tim Hewitt lifestyle, really.
Take it easy. Yeah.
Yeah, mate, I'm not worried about this thing. When you borderline have Hep C, this thing is not a problem.
Why do you think you have Hep C?
I don't know. I just like, I think
probably from the doctor's results.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that too. They said I was susceptible to it.
Yeah, right. Even just because of your lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Just all those shared needles and shit.
Unprotected sex, sleeping with Pamela Anderson.
Oh, hell yeah.
What a life you've lived.
Right?
Yeah, more like sleeping with Tommy Lee.
I wish, mate. That guy, see the hog on that guy?
Yeah. It's got an elbow.
Not too bad at all.
Quite a trouser snake.
Yeah. Yeah. God's also mugged me off in that department.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, walking around here with size 14 shoes and the tiniest cock is so shit.
The bittersweet irony, eh?
Oh,
fucking hell, boy.
Oh, my God.
It's just fucking caught up on my leg. Are we still...
Getting those size 14s. Yaz is just kicking cords over here.
Sorry, oh, boys. Here we go.
It's all
here
good.
We fucking go.
Some of that tiny dick energy I'm trying to throw around.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Couple of ciders, eh?
Yeah, sorry. 1 second.
Yeah. Yep.
Triple M.
For old time's sake.
Yes. I love shit like that.
let's pour one out for our Triple M presenters out there on 100K a year.
Oh, man.
Having to work from home.
Our dear friend Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love you, boss.
Yeah. He's in there.
In the trenches.
Oh. Yeah, that's one.
He's stressing about his points.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
Yeah. Oh, man. ScoMo needs to bail out Virgin immediately.
Oh, if he loses Diamond, I hate to be the cunt next to him that day. If he loses Diamond status, it's over.
Oof,
just sitting there next to another cubic zirconia.
That's confirmed. Red hot.
In row 16.
Check his fucking ticket with one of those appraisal like lenses. No, it says here you're cubic zirconium status.
You're weirdly on today, Duggan. I don't know what's going on.
You can't stop me. I was thinking you can't stop me. You've been trying to.
It's because he can feel another Queenslander, man. He gained strength.
Like, yeah, give each other energy.
The more you put in a room, yeah. That's why the valley's so dangerous. You get more and more Queenslanders. They just get more G'd up, you know. They just start fizzing.
Before you know it, there's a sexual assault you're trying to cover up.
Oh, it's yeah, big time.
Don't know about that.
Did I ever tell you about this? Sorry to cut you off. I did a gig in Melbourne for this guy, and he paid me in cocaine. You believe that?
When was that? Who was that?
And what's the name of this booker? I'd love to meet him.
I feel like
I thought it was super unprofessional.
What was the name of the name of the gig? Bag Lab.
You were saying it was crab bags. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, but yeah, there's a few dodgy operators in this city.
No, I like that you're trying to get
I like
rid
to
of
keep
him,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to keep it pretty professional, yeah. hopefully this coronavirus will sort of kick out a few of the cowboys. In this industry, you know? But yeah, sorry to hear that happened to you, man.
That's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so
you really cut out the middleman in that gig.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to spin it on that anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
He also made me have a great night with him. So
with this promoter, you, like. You pay in so many ways because you have to hang out with him. Like that's part of the gig issues. Like, yeah, so I got you for a feature. That's 15 minutes, and then sort of from 10:30 post gig to 1:30, I got you on the 3 hour hanging out with me and just talking to me. And
also,
a few
that
beers
that accommodation I organised for you is at my house.
Yeah, but it's cool, man. I'm cool, man.
Whoa, just don't out yourself, man. Fucking well.
Yeah.
I'm so
bummed. I'm not one of those lame promoters that cares if you're bomb or not. I just think you're cool.
Here's a couple of drink tickets and a straw.
Yes, bit of fun. Speaking of guys that I've booked and coke, I had an all-timer last year at Crab. He's this Kiwi dude that got recommended. He's in like, I guess everyone in New Zealand is somehow on a Taika Waititi film or whatever. Yeah. But he was
if you picked up a
microphone.
2 degrees
of separation.
Yeah, they'll put you in.
Yeah. You're close to Taika. You're pretty much half own the Oscar. So this dude, I like him. Everything he did that night, I still think he's good. but I'd never like seen him, obviously. Hadn't met him before. And he rolls into Crab like when I'm setting up, like before doors open, and he's like, "Hey man, hey, I'm
dinner."
Oh shit, hey man, yeah. You're hosting tonight, because he wanted paid work. I was like, sure, whatever. Good bloke like that, I'll help you out. then it'd call me the best bloke in comedy for no reason, so yeah, no worries, mate.
It's not a title you made up.
Yeah. Anyway, so he gets there, and it's like so early, and he's like hectic, he's amping, he's like, "I just got off the plane, been with my boys." They're all there, all of them have fucking jade necklaces on.
Fuck, that's a slam.
Is that your passport, is it? You just wave your jade fucking neck.
Straight through the express
get through the
line.
Border control. Yeah. And then... and anyway, it's fucking like 7 o'clock and he's buzzing, and then he just pulls out a bag in the fucking middle of the bogus. "You want a hit?" I'm like, no. Oh, I mean... it takes a lot for the man to say no to, you know, that free line. But I was like, nah. And I'm just trying to like explain to him how the gig works, all this shit. And he's just like, "Yeah, man, fucking let's do it now. I'm like, well, I mean, it's an hour before the gig kicks off, so that would be absurd.
I'm just showing the boys who we're talking
about.
We just
got a glimpse
of
this guy.
I recognize him. He's pretty cool. he's good. And he's like, "Let's just kick it now." I'm like, well, it's 7:30. People think... knowing that the gig starts at 8:30, I trust me, there'll be more people coming. But he's just out the back wide. I'm like, "Oh, look, if you want to go out the smokers area, we're going to have a ciggy. I'll like run you through the set list and sort of how the gig runs." He's like, "Yeah, no worries." And I just turn around, he's lighting a ciggy just inside in the bar. I'm like, "Oh, nah, not really the vibe, man." But and I'm just like, "This is..." And it just kept going. Like, he's just talking about how his boy's a mean fighter. Like, you know, he's like, "My fucking man, this is who you want with your back, man." And I'm like, "Oh, fuck me."
I didn't know I was in this crew.
Yeah, call him Kiwi Jerry.
Hey!
Anyway, so he just kept being like, "Let's just kick it off now, man." And I'm like, "No." And then anyway, I turn around.
Trying to get
like,
out early.
Doing, Is that why he wants to start early? Yeah. I think so. I think so. And then I turn around and he's on the mic like at 8 o'clock. He's like, all right, hey, beep. Just to let you know, we're going to kick off in 10 minutes. You, brother. Whatever. And I'm like, no, we're not. Like, I had to get up. I'm like, no, we're not. It's Saturday, buddy. And then anyway, keeps going. And then I'm like, all right, it's actually time to go. Where is the cunt? And I walk out in the smoker's area. And he's just emptying this fucking, the rest of this bag straight into his nose. He's like, all right. Let's do it. Like, just in the middle of the circus area. I'm like, any sort of gi runner worth their salt would probably give them the tap on the shoulder and say, nah, I can't let you get up. But I was like, I gotta see it. I gotta see it. So he gets up there, and he just does, like, 10 minutes of, like, the most niche, like something like, who's been... to New Zealand. Who's from New Zealand?
Anyone here drinking one LMP?
Yeah. One person cheers, who's his sister, who's already mortified, and he's like, yeah, all right. Anyone know Lower Mount Hutt? I was like, cunt. None of us even been to New Zealand in here. Why would we know Lower Mount Hutt? It just keeps going like that. And then it's like, fuck. He can't fucking stand. Anyway, he brings Connell on. Connell, you know, the silent assassin's like, yeah, thanks, Corey. Yeah, I think Corey's got a bit of jet lag.
Damn, you dirty dog.
And then anyway, he just... Irvy's on next, and her full name's Irvy Majumda. She's great, but he just clearly looks at it and he's like, nah, no way I'm even going to try and pronounce that name. So then just brings on the third act. He's like Kyron or something, and he's like, Kyron? And then she walks up, she's like, no, I'm Irvy. And he's like, okay. And then he's just one ahead for the whole rest of the year. But he just, like, he's like, who's on Tinder? And, like, did this full bit. And then straight after the next act, he's like, okay, who's on Tinder? And just starts doing the same bit. And I'm just from the sound desk being like, you've done this one, cunt. And he's like, okay. Brings on the next wrong person. It's fucking chaos. Like, he repeated the Tinder bit 4 times. So I was like, I gotta. At halftime, I'm like, I gotta pull you, man. I gotta pull you. Sorry. And he's like, do I still get paid? I'm like, yeah. Yes.
I got a bet. You're getting paid in cocaine.
No, you've had enough. But then anyway, such a mug off. I give him the money, like, and then I just get up and MC the race and just roast the cunt. And like, shooting fish in a barrel. Everyone was losing their mind. Like, the bartenders and stuff are like, you got to get him off. Like, I've never seen anything like it. Like, the crowd all in one laughing at him at points, being like, yes. Like, when someone's like, you've done it, the whole crowd are like, yeah. Anyway, next morning I just check, see his Instagram. It's like, just the stories. like just the trough in between doing the gig, and then just stories till 4 a.m. Oh. Every fucking bar in Melbourne. I'm like, this cunt's a fucking king, man. I love him. That's so much respect.
Do you reckon what I wouldn't give to have been at that gig?
Oh, man.
Just to witness that would be...
Just the DMs the next morning, running hot. I felt I had to, like, do a press release.
The press release just says, very funny. Yeah.
Can't wait to have him back.
Good night. Good night. Yeah. Oh, I will vouch. Yes, I will vouch.
We'd love to get his digits, get him on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, he'd be good on the show. I reckon he's had a few mug-offs.
He fucking pulled the piss out of you, man.
Sounds like a bloke who would have taken revenge. Yeah.
Paid in full for half a job. That's the that's a mug-off attitude.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. What am I going to do?
Sounds like the kind of job Tracy Grimshaw would be chasing after.
Yeah. This dodgy Kiwi came to this country.
Yeah.
Did half a fucking MC spot and left.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah. King shit. Oh, fucking hell.
That's fucking hectic.
Good shit, boys. How are you going, Yaz?
Yeah, not bad. Just, you know, the usual.
Chill as hell?
Yeah, it's just super, super chill, as always. Swinging the shovel. Yeah, not much else going on. This fucking corona has just sucked all the fun out of everything.
Yeah, you heard about this thing, man? It's fucking
it's
crazy.
It's COVID. It looks like it might be sticking around.
yeah, fucking oath, man. Oh, well, more time to
I'm
pod,
in your
hey,
boat.
Boys.
I miss the boys more than anything. Like, oh, yeah. That really got me, that tweet.
Oh, like big time.
Mate, we're right here.
Yeah, I know, but like...
We're remotely.
At a safe distance.
We're all in different locations right now.
Yeah.
That's so
I'd love...
True.
I just wish we'd all were in the same room. I wish we were all fucking having beers.
I know.
Having a laugh.
If you blokes aren't here, then who's giving me top?
Yourself. Self suck.
Fuck, I am having a blonde tonight.
Yeah, I'd love to give myself sloppy toppy.
It's good to have a little project, you know.
Don't call his dick a little project.
It's the project, and it's hosted by Waleed Ali.
Yeah.
He black.
Yeah.
More like Waleed. Wow, we.
I turn my cock to the side, and then with my pee hole, I just use it as like lips for every time Waleed's talking.
Yeah. I'll carry Dickmore over here.
There it is.
Yes, Huey.
Oh, it's good to riff.
God, I've missed this.
I gotta say it, Tim. You haven't lost a step.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm just practicing in the mirror.
You've been like Goku in one of those hyperbaric chambers, just getting more and more power.
Yeah.
Fuck, I got some rockets ready to go.
Oh, man. Boys.
Duggan's getting weaker, but.
Get the fuck out of here. Every week I show up here and you blokes try and put me in a trap and I'm
a thirst trap. We're trying to fuck you, dude.
I'm covered in baby oil. There's no way you smooth braids.
That's
are
what we want.
Me.
We want you in baby oil. That's our actual dream.
Yeah, slipping around.
Yeah. I'm a slippery bloke.
Yeah.
Just take your shirt off. Let me give covering. You a
rock. Okay.
Just for a joke. Take it off.
Okay. Yeah. Just be for a laugh. Make an Instagram post. It'll be fine. Take your shirt off. Let me rob you.
Yeah, we'll film it. It'll be funny.
It'll be funny.
It'll be for the mug off.
I told you last week. I've never felt more like I won't get a hard on when
round
I'm around
ass.
YouTube blokes.
What about him?
That's a different story. Now that's a fucking is a Queensland great.
That's true. That's
true,
someone
who needs a skin
thank
check.
Thank you, mate.
That fucking thing on your right shoulder looks nasty.
A few moles. Yeah, man. I go get my skin check. They go, oh, you can leave the undies on. I go, no.
This is how I go to the beach. So.
Check it all.
I'm European.
Check it all up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, get that camera on it. I want to see it for the first time.
Like, we've done it a lot of time, but I don't want it to ever end.
No.
Nah, we'll please stick around, mate.
Yeah, the moment we shut this off, we all go back to this COVID shit.
Yeah. Right, back now, to reality, mate.
I'm at the pub. I'm with you guys. I'm closing my eyes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Living. I can smell sort of like vomit that's been in a carpet for a while. Oh, and it's awesome. I just can't wait to feel my, you know, boots sort of sticking to like,
moisture,
you know, vodka Red Bulls that's been there for 3 years on a carpeted pub for some reason.
I can't wait to be scanning a room to see where the bouncer is.
You know, I can't wait to hand, like,
what, to hand in a job application.
Yeah, look for the biggest cunt in the room and take his job.
I work at Coles currently, but I would love to work here. How do I get a job?
I can't wait to walk up to a bouncer and he says, you've had too many, and I say, I'm a butcher, and he fucking salutes me.
How dare you?
Get in. Get in, son.
Single tear rolling down his eye.
Thank you for your service. Oh, Coles Butcher, where were you stationed? Da Nang?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, flew out of
Hamburger Hill.
Cunt lives on Hamburger Hill.
So,
hate this.
Some things I saw on the Lakemba front line can never be unseen.
This has backfired massively.
Yeah, welcome to our trap, mate.
Fuck.
You were telling me you're more of an LA Ice man.
Do you remember Frosty?
You ever see any cunt walking down the street with 2 liters of LA Ice? I'm like, oh, there's trouble.
I once emailed LA Ice saying, do you have any smaller bottles? And they said, why would you bother?
It's like when you see a group of like teenage kids and they've got like just 2 liters of nondescript soft drink, like a Sunkist or some sort of Kirk situation. You're like, oh, you kids are going to be trying to jump and hit a sign any minute. Running amok with a lot of sugar and a quarter of vodka and nowhere to go. Kick the bin, Jaden.
They're always 4 minutes away from sack whacking each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I got mates in their 30s that still sack whack each other at weddings.
That's fucked.
It's the worst thing.
just say you're gay. Star.
Yeah.
Just say you're gay.
Why don't you touch one gently with your palm?
Yeah.
You have to do it aggressively with the back of your hand. Yeah.
If I added up all the sack whacks you've given me in this the times, you've touched my dick.
Yeah. Yeah. You've made me come, dude. Because it only takes...
Congratulations.
It only takes 10 seconds. Well done, moron. You're gay now.
What you touched it twice.
What a kink, sack whacking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's an actual thing, though.
That is a high school mug off, actually. The sack whack. It's right up there.
Mm.
I remember.
Well, everyone used to make fun of me for wearing metal undies to school, but when you break your wrist trying to have a crack at it, who's laughing now?
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, what's that smell? It's like, oh, McGowan's been wearing a cricket box for 5 years straight. It fucking reeks.
I walk in giant strides left to right. Still, no one's ever touched it, and no one ever will touch it.
Yeah, it's a chastity belt, right?
Yeah, it's the only guy with the arseless metal undies.
Yeah, it's a medieval.
Do you ever get
Optimus?
You ever get mugged off in high school, McGowan?
Me, mate, fucking constantly,
big time.
Yeah, always get.
Yeah.
I was getting staunched a lot when I was younger.
No one joins a karate class at 30 unless they were bullied heaps in high school.
Yeah, you talk shit, but you know.
Yeah, I do. Plenty of it.
I remember I'd always try and get a bit of a suck on the dregs of a frozen popper. Like I'd be like, you cunt, done with that? Give me a little suck on that frozen popper. <ain't it?" laughs> And then we got one.
Nah, I don't reckon you sucked all the way through there.
Yeah, no hands.
I'd hate to see your lips on a fucking fresh sunny boy, I tell you what.
But yeah, one of my mates is like, oh, mate, you want the rest of my popper? I was like, yeah. I just big gulp, fucking rancid. I was like, what's going on here? They're like, you always do a cunt. So we were just down in design tech, so we just got the rest of our popper, put some wood glue in there, bit of dirt. Jesus Christ. Just had a big gulp of wood glue and fucking...
Oh, my wood glue and very dirt. Good. It's crazy that you needed to ask what had happened.
I was like, what was in... Oh, just wood glue. Yeah, no worries.
Didn't even notice the difference because you'd never had a sink before.
Yeah. You're like, oh, a bit warmer than normal, but not bad. Once my old Italian granddad used to pick me up and he was, he wasn't drunk, but he was just old and losing it. And he's trying to do a U-turn and just didn't turn, just goes straight. Mounts the curb, clips a bar, the school bus, and just drives straight into the school brick fence like kids have to get out of the way. And he's like, oh, fucking hell. Bloody hell.
Oof, my rock.
Oh, shit, Timmy.
Fungo.
Losing it.
Just puts a cannoli on the brick wall he hits and leaves.
Yeah.
Mink, yeah.
Yeah. I think he offered to fix it himself.
Trying to drum up a bit of work.
Just this 80-year-old Italian bloke.
If he can't do it, he knows a bloke.
Getting the trowel back out. Yeah, you can fix. Not matching the paint. Yeah, that'll be right. Sort it out.
It's good, no?
Do you reckon we should have a Survivor style thing where we get to kick out like half the comics after Corona? It's like,
I reckon there'll be a big cull. For sure. Any cull is surely good because, you know, just see who's fucking for real.
Well, you think a lot of people are going to give up comedy after
Well,
this.
Ironically, Actually, probably not, because I've seen someone whinge about it online. It's like, oh, I'm going to be eligible for a $750 payment. It's like, you've never made that in a week in comedy ever, and now you're going to get it. It's bullshit. Yeah, you know? It's
red hot.
That's a nice political take.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But you've got to
make I hope.
Sorry.
I hope that it starts like dads that got laughs on Zooms, like being like, you know what? Maybe I'll give this comedy thing a go. Like that.
We'd be all the richer for it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's my favorite brand.
I tell you what, if you're looking for me when Raw 2021 is on, I will be hanging out in the audience because there's going to be a lot of Zoom dads.
Fuck. Oh, fucking hell. A few bat gags. God, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Man. I can't wait.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the thing about me is, like, I've been practicing this isolation for years.
My man.
You know what? We do have a clip. Play us out with all the Rush Hour blooper reel.
Oh, yeah. Love a Rush Hour blooper reel.
I love the Rush
Hour. Damn, you going to be a Rush Hour 3? Yeah.
Get the door down, Jackie. Okay, Chris Tucker.
Damn.
Gefilte fish.
It's good because you can't really do either of their accents.
No. Not in 2020, unfortunately.
Yeah, that is a mug off of a movie. It's like, oh, we're going to make the funniest, most quotable thing if you're a 12-year-old boy you've ever seen. Good luck saying it in 2020, dickhead.
We should have played a clip from...
$10 million? Who have you got? Chelsea Clinton?
Oh, yeah. Not knowing. I remember laughing at that, being like, haha, I wonder who Chelsea Clinton is.
I was doing the exact same thing. No idea who it was.
What's that like Kingswood Country? Have you ever seen that? They go in hard on the wogs on that, Tim. Have you ever seen that? It's like an 80s TV show.
But isn't that like just a rip-off of like All in the Family? Like word for word?
I think so, but there's a lot of like his daughter is married to a wog and boy does he let him know about it.
Not like Eric Banner in The Castle, like that, you know, Con.
It's like way worse. Like I'd say it's worse for sure. He's just like, every time he gets a beer, he's like, leave the money on the fridge, fucking there. Doesn't Jesus. Trust him and shit. Your people have come a long way, Tim, is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah. Oh, mate, we still love cash. Let's not get that. Let's not get that tasted. You should get a tap and go thing for the Crab Lab jug. Yeah, no.
No. Listen, I'll give it to you 70% off, but it has to be cash.
Well, we can do a deal for cash.
Yeah, this is a good deal. Yeah. What's a deal for not cash? Same deal.
Yeah. Oh,
fucking funny. Oh, fuck. Should we pull the stumps up, please. You reckon?
I reckon we've played a good innings.
Yeah. Captain's knock from Huey over here.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it.
Unless you got anything else you want to let us know or tell us. Where can people find all your shit?
Yeah, but a great Twitter
follow.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, Twitter. And I'm actually doing more on my own stuff because I got time at the moment. If you want to follow me on Instagram, doing some little videos at the moment.
Very good.
I fucking love
them. Very good.
In dedication to Big Huey's Footy Show, which tragically we did lose to coronavirus.
You should eat more ass out there, Huey.
Yeah.
Build that immune system up.
Yeah.
Go on the growl. Yeah. Never send you astray.
The first thing I do is go on the growl. Let them know who I am and what I'm about.
Yeah. That's a thing a lot of people don't know about you, Huey. Never not go on the growl.
Yeah. Do you do it to distract them from the small dick that's coming their way?
Oh, yeah.
Mate. I'm growling or I'm howling, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're looking at one horny wolf over here.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, boy.
Well, if you like Tim, you can find him on Instagram at, what's it?
At Tim Hewitt. At Huey Baby on Instagram and at Tim Hewitt on
Twitter. Give it a follow.
Give him a follow. It's good. Good fun.
Thank you, boys.
And like, subscribe on iTunes. You know, we get a fucking lot of listeners. I want more reviews out of you cunts. I've seen the numbers, all right? Get on there. It helps us out. Leave us 5 stars. Like and subscribe, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, that might be it.
Hey, thanks for coming along,
thanks
Huey.
Thanks for coming, Tim.
Yeah. Cheers, boys. Stay safe. God bless.
Too easy.
Oh, man.
I'll see you next week.
Thank you.